Now, in our time together, you'll probably notice that I like to tell a lot of stories. These are aimed at sharing some of my experiences from 30-plus years as a coach and as a problem solver. These are also good at times to tie some emotions to textbook theories. And I think they also help me get my point across more clearly. So with that, let me tell you a cute one about some conversations my grandson and I have had through the years. Ever since he was young, he's been nailing me with this question. Grandpa, do you think I have a chance to make it? We all know what he meant by making it. I think he started asking me that when he was about 9 years old, but he's kept at it at least a couple of times every year since. And my answer was just about the same for a number of years. Hey, you're pretty good right now, but a lot of things change as a player gets older. Finally, when he turned 15, I felt he'd appreciate, and he probably needed to know what I meant when I said, a lot of things change as a player gets older. You see, I think just practicing the fun things, like skating and puck handling and shooting, can help a kid star at the younger levels. However, while an older player has to keep improving on those skills, he or she also has to work at being smarter, stronger, faster, and better conditioned. If you understand what I'm getting at here, a lot of kids start slipping in their game because they don't want to take on those new challenges. And a lot of other kids start rising to the top because they're willing to do whatever it takes to get to the next level. The reason I tell this story? Because I think those basic qualities, a player's relative skills, his or her confidence level, and their love of the game play a major role in which way they go when the going gets a little tougher.